Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show.
Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio
Show. Shalom, shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom,
nigga. Okay, there we go. Yay, grace and peace in Jesus, everyone. Hallelujah. Yeah, welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of the Commonwealth of Israel. And today you have the Sunday morning brunch with our brother Isaiah Brown of the Spirit of Meekness is the Charity Bible Study class out of Peoria, Illinois. And today's lesson is there's a famine in the land. Do we panic or trust God? There's a famine in the land. Do we panic or trust God? Psalms 37:19. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time and in the evil days of famine. They shall be satisfied. With that being said, we're going to turn this one over to Brother Isaiah Brown.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Job. And before we get started, do I have a reader this morning?
Yes, sir. Ray is going to read this morning.
All praises. Hey, sister.
Shalom, shalom. Can you hear me?
Hey, shalom, sis. I can hear you. We got a little bit of an echo in the back, so I don't know if y'all using two phones or not.
I'm going to fix that. Hold on.
All
right. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. The coldest sister reading is reading for me today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to pray to him here. Okay, you got to take it on for me. I'm going to put him on mute. Can you see your static?
Oh, it's not towards the static, but you hear a lot of background.
Okay. You hear a lot of background. Do you still hear it, babe? You're going to have to. Okay. Do you still hear about? Static.
Okay.
Maybe
it's
someone else's
now.
Line. Maybe I need to mute all the lines. Okay. I'll mute all the lines. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead and do
all
your
right.
intro while I mute the lines.
Amen. Okay. Amen, amen, amen. I know I could have probably picked another precept name for the title lesson, but hey, we all know what it means. But grace and peace, family, my name is Brother Isaiah, and my reader today is Sister Rhea. And the name of the precept is called if there is a famine in the land, should we panic or trust God? You know, if there is a famine in the land, should we panic or trust God? It's because it's one thing we have to understand. You know, if you walk it in faith, if you walk it in the law, statutes, and judgments of God, then you should already know what type of God we serve. You know, whatever you do in life and you try your best with a willing heart to serve the Most High God, you will lack nothing. I'm not talking about the things you want, but you will always have the things you need. You know, and I guess that a lot of brethren, that I see on my page, nothing against these brothers or nothing like that, or even the sisters, but a lot of them like to go online and try to prepare people where you need this, you need that, you need this kind of water, you need to get this kind of food, you need to make sure you be prepared and all this kind of stuff. I mean, if you want to do that and it's in your heart, then I don't see nothing wrong with that. But the same point of time is that the people that's really trying to serve God and do this thing right, we know that as long as we keep His laws, statutes, and judgments, we will want for nothing. You know, but the whole thing is that if you don't want for nothing, then what do we have to do? We have to believe. We got to have faith. We're going to have to believe that whatever situation or adversity we go through in life, we should already know that the Lord is going to take care of whatever we need. You know, and maybe it's because we're in this westernized world. Maybe we have picked up too many things of the heathen or the unbelieving. Well, it means the exact same thing, excuse me on that. But the whole thing is this right here. You know, the world panic and worry. The world is worried about the food supply. The world is worried about if they're going to have some decent water or not. The world is worried about everything that they see. But we're not supposed to be like that. If you call yourself a servant of God, we shouldn't even blink at that matter. It's because He's going to always make sure that His children is straight. And that's why we have this Bible. We have this Bible to believe it. And if the Lord did it to them, to His servants in the Bible, why wouldn't He do it for us? The Bible already said He's not a respecter of person. And if God is not a respecter of person, then the book also said that He's the same God yesterday, He's the same God today, He's the same God forever. His program don't change. So wherever you find yourself, keep the law, statutes, and judgments of God, believe some way how possible He's going to deliver and make sure His servants is straight. So the name of the lesson is called, If There Is a Famine in the Land, Should We Panic or Trust God? So I'm going to start us out in the Lord's Prayer. And then Sister Red can read whatever the Father put on her heart. So all sisters, please cover your head. All brothers, please uncover your head. And if possible, please face the east towards Jerusalem. Excuse me, Jerusalem, and let's pray in. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cry, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with the strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Perfect, forgive me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Amen. May the
Amen.
Lord add a blessing to read in his word, Psalms 138, verses 1 through 8. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Great script. And thank you so much for taking the time to read for me today.
Amen. It's an honor.
On this Sunday morning breakfast brunch, and this is not an old recording, this is fresh and brand new. In case I want to stop myself before I say tonight or later on tonight, we all know that was an honest mistake and I wasn't paying attention to what I was saying. This is an actual recording this morning on this Sounds of Living Water breakfast brunch. We laugh and it's real today.
That's right.
Amen. All right, y'all. Okay, so now we got all that low talking out the way. Now it's time for us to tell these scriptures off to shreds. Pure razor blades of lemon juice. So what we're going to do is go to the book of 2 Kings chapter 2. It's because we need to find out why we shouldn't worry and why we should not be afraid. And we're going to see the prophet Elisha take care of business. Ain't no biggie. I'm a servant of the Most High God. Why would I be worried about a small matter in the land? So what we're going to do is check this thing out. And when we read these scriptures, apply these scriptures to your everyday life and believe just like how Elisha believed in the scripture we're going to right now. So right now we're going to the book of 2 Kings chapter 2. The book of 2 Kings chapter 2. And Sister Rael, we're going to read verses 19 through 22. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. When you get it, sis, go ahead and read.
Amen. 2 Kings 2 and verse 19. And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new curse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth into the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there and said, thus said the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake.
So why are we complaining? Why are we making a big issue out of nothing? Did you just read this easy matter that Elisha just took care of?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't no biggie. We just seen full hand and just got full proof of what a servant of God can do just by faith.
Amen.
If the Lord sends you somewhere, he know you need food and raiment. When it's to be you, but you need to take care of his business, he know. Remember, he got you. So we shouldn't be panicking or fearing or scared because certain matters or certain adversities enter into the land. Because if you're serving God and you're doing all you can to serve the Most High God, then you shouldn't worry about these small matters. The only thing you should be worrying about is fearing God and keeping his commandments. So we all should know that is the whole duty of man. Nothing else matters.
Amen.
The only thing that should be scaring you half to death is hope. Would the Lord show me grace and mercy to get to the next day? How am I treating my fellow people? Am I serving God right? Am I slacking? Do he remember some sin I did? Do I got a chastisement coming? Those should be the things that we should be focusing on to make sure that we stay right with the Most High God. Not these small matters, because these are the matters that the world go after us. Where there's no water, we all go die. You know, there's barely no food, we not going to live. What about our children? What about this? What about that? We worry about the wrong things. And if you get Israel on the last of your name and you believe these scriptures, then we need to change our behavior. is start to learn some faith. Because if you're serving God, you ain't got nothing to worry about. So let's go in the book of Psalms, chapter 37. Because this was a small matter that Elisha did. You know, it was, I mean, I won't say it was a small matter like that. But all I'm saying is, with his faith, it was a small matter.
Amen.
So now we're in the book of Psalms, chapter 37. The book of Psalms, chapter 37. And what we're going to do is read one verse, and that's verse 19.
Amen. Psalms 37 and verse 19 reads, "They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied." Amen.
Right. Amen. So this is the time frame we're in right now. Right now we are in the evil time. We are living in a day, and these days, if you blink wrong at the cops, you might lose your life. We are living in days where everything is wrong. We are living in the days that if you think with common sense, there's something wrong with you. We are living in these wicked and evil times. These evil days are wicked, and they are among us to this very day. But what did the scripture say? The scripture said, "And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied." So even though, you know, we post so many things about the water bottles, the water system, the food supply, how we going to eat, what they put into the food, we worrying about the famine. Scriptures just said, the Lord, I'm chopping that all up. That was verse 19, right? Okay, here we go right here, verse 19. "They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied." So if you are serving the God and you doing things what's right and you pleasing and you are a delight in his eyes, then in the days of famine, when the water supply is low, when the food is low, we going to be satisfied. Because
Amen.
Most High God going to make sure we straight. But in order for this to happen, we need to understand something else. So let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. Because in order for this way to happen, it's something that we cannot do. It's something we can't even think this way in order for the Lord to be with us, right? So let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, just that one verse. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6.
Amen. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him."
So if you believe, then you will have a reward because you diligently seek him.
Amen.
But in order for things to go right for you in this famine or during adversity of time, man, you got to have faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please him. For we that cometh to God must believe that he is. We got to believe that he is the true and living God. We got to believe that through God, that's where our faith come in at. We got to believe and have faith in God that when times are in trouble, when we living in troublous times, we have to believe that he's going to deliver us. We got to believe this stuff because if we don't, it's going to be impossible to please him. And that means you won't get that reward because you don't have the faith. Because the book said he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you got to believe. You got to believe wherever you at in life.
Amen.
He got you.
Amen.
You got to believe. This is how you got to believe.
Thank you, Lord.
Because there's so many things that's in this, it's so many things that we look at that we shouldn't even be worried about.
Thank you for the reminder, brother. Amen. Amen.
Myself included. You know, I try to keep myself together too. So we can't be worried about these small matters because if you're serving God and trying to do what's right, that's the only thing that matters.
Amen.
Amen. So now let's go in the book of Mark, chapter 11.
Mark 11.
Mhm. And let's pick it up at verse. We in Mark. Okay, I'm in verse 10. I'm in chapter 10. That's why. Okay, Mark 11. Verse 24, the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 24. Just that one verse says, when you get it, go ahead and read.
Amen. Mark 11 and verse 24 reads, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen.
Amen. So we don't need to be wearying God with our prayers about what we need, because for one, he already knows. Just sit up a prayer,
Amen.
Leave it alone, and walk with your faith.
That's right.
I don't know what else to tell you after that. It's because, of course, we go through bumps in the road, but if you're serving God, you're supposed to believe that he's going to get you through anything. You just got to have the faith to believe it.
Amen.
So let's be mindful of that. So let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Because we also need to take heed to this scripture we're about to read right now. This one scripture. Please take heed to this. We're in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and all we need is verse 7.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 reads, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
So just because we see all this stuff happening in these streets, like I said before, the food supply, the water supply, the bottles of water, yada, yada. If you worry about those things, then that means you are walking by your sight. You are not walking by your faith. If you worry about all these things, then you worry about the things that catch your eye, the things that catch your attention. But we all know if you choose to walk with the Most High God, that means we can't, the stuff that we see, we should be worried about that. Yeah, I see it. Okay, cool. It's just a matter of time for the Lord to deliver me out of it. Let me go ahead and get back on these commandments and make sure my life is right. But the scripture says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen.
Amen.
So now let's look at the downfall of man, and let's see how. Matter of fact, I'm not going to even say that part, but what I'm going to say is that we go into the book of Matthew, chapter 26, and what we're going to do is find out who worry about the sight of eyes and who do not look after the faith. Let's check this whole thing out. Let's go into the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 25 through 34. The book of Matthew, chapter 26, I'm sorry, the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34.
Amen. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25. Did you say through 34?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
I cut you off in that, Sari.
Okay. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 reads, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment?
Hey, amen.
Behold.
So what the book is telling us? He told you, man, don't worry about that stuff. What you go eat, what you go eat, what you go wear, what you go drink. Why you worry about that stuff? That's my business.
Amen.
What you
amen.
Got on and what you eat and what you drink and what you put in your system ain't none of your business. That's the Father's business. We don't worry about
amen.
Those things because that's in his hands. Verse 26.
Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?
Right, so your birds, man, they go off, man. They sing every morning, getting us up out of our sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning, singing. Flying around.
Amen.
You don't see them. You don't see them walking on the side corner of the street with their head down, looking all low. No, they have a merry time, and every last one of them get a chance to eat every single day. Now, if
Amen.
The father feed them, what makes you think he ain't going to feed us?
That's right.
27.
Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature?
Right, so how many of us can change anything that the Father has set since the foundation of the world? Who can change that? Everything is in his own hands. Go ahead and read.
28. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet
right,
I say unto you that.
So consider. Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. So ye little faith, why is you worried about these small matters? Go ahead and read.
Mm-hmm. 29. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?
And when we complain about these things, about the water supply and the food and the raiment and the clothes, yada, yada, that's all we yell. We just a bunch of people with little faith.
God forgive me.
Jesus.
That's all we are. Everyone that wants to complain about these little small matters and worry about these other matters and issues in life ain't nothing but people with little faith. Like I said before, I'll say it again. It ain't none of our damn business. Our only business is to fear God and keep his commandments. That's the only business we have. Anything up out of that ain't none of our business.
Amen.
That's what I should have named the precept. Mind our business and keep the commandments. That's what I should have named this lesson. Because when you worry about those things, all you're doing is sticking your nose in other places where they don't belong. But go ahead and read this.
Amen. Verse 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or withal shall we be clothed?
Right.
For
so
after all,
this all so it's like, so therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Mm. So that's what the brothers doing on Facebook Live. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Y'all need to prepare this. Y'all need to prepare that. Get the water ready. Get the system ready. Get the closet filled up with bottles of water. But the book just told us, therefore take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or whether withal shall we be clothed? Because when you do that, who are you acting like? Who are you mimicking? Who are you pretending to be? Let's find out in verse 32.
32. For all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things.
Now, I'm not talking about all Gentiles, because a lot of Gentiles have come into the faith and put on the last name Israel, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking about all Gentiles, but just the Gentiles that are not in the truth. These are the things they worry about. So when you find yourself worrying about all these small matters, well, how I'm going to get the bills paid, how I'm going to eat, how I'm going to drink, what's going to happen to my car, is my kids okay? All of these things are what they are worried about. They worry about all that. But if you call your servant, if you call yourself a servant of the Most High, then you know good and well that I'm not supposed to be like this, because this is what the world, this is what the world is afraid of. This is the things that the world are after. These are the things that scare them. But if I'm a servant of the Most High God, I should know that the Father sitting in the third of heaven get every single thing I need. So I'm straight.
Amen.
Let me just keep walking right so I stay being straight. But all these things of these concerns of this world are the things that the Gentiles seek after us. Not all of them, but the ones that are of the world.
33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
I did not tell you it's none of our business what's happening all in these streets. Y'all thought I was clear when I said it's none of our business? What you go drink or what you go eat or what kind of clothes you go put on? Did I say that's none of your business?
Amen.
And verse 33 just sum up that matter. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Didn't Solomon say that in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, fear God to keep his commandments, for that's the whole duty of man?
Amen.
You're supposed to be seeking that first. And his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So as long as you're seeking the kingdom and seeking his righteousness, then all of these things that the world is afraid of, those things will be added unto us. Not the fear, but the things they are afraid of, like the food, the water, the raiment, all that. He got us on that. So we don't need to worry about that.
Amen.
34.
Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
That sure is evil. You know, well, I ain't good today. But I just used my last couple of dollars to get this bread. You know, we on our last loaf. I don't know how we're going to get some food tomorrow. You know, I got one outfit today, but I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, I just used my last bit of bottled water. You know, how am I going to get some tomorrow? Or well, I need some to drink. How am I going to do that tomorrow? But the book told us that's evil. That's evil thinking. Because you're speaking against the word of God. Because the Lord told you, I got you. So if I got you, why are you worried about it?
Amen.
Why are you thinking on that other stuff? Don't worry about tomorrow because you don't even know if you're going to see it anyway.
That's right. One day at a time.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen. So the brothers, so the people that talk about the water supply and the food and clothes and the raiment, ignorantly speaking, I'm not going to say that they know, but just ignorantly speaking, they don't even know that they're speaking evil. And you're teaching other people to speak evil. Because when you worry about those things, the book just told us it is evil thereof. So let's be mad for that. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about what you got in your refrigerator. Believe in Christ and it shall come to pass.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's because before this was even written in the book of Matthew, Israel has already found a way to irritate the Lord. Before it was even thousands of years before this was even written in the book of Matthew, Israel has already found how to be like the other nations.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, and we're going to read verses 16 through 20. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 16 through 20. When you get it, sis, call in and read.
Amen. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 16 reads, they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger.
Now, stop 1 second, sis. Now, when Moses went up there into the mountains with the Most High, he was up there for 40 days, right, and 40 nights.
Mm-hmm.
They seen with their own eyes the wonders of the Most High God.
Amen.
How could you possibly lose faith that quick and make yourself another God? So that means that even after they seen all that stuff with their own hands, they still did not believe.
Mm.
Go ahead and read.
Amen, verse 17. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not.
So this is one thing, even though this is off the lesson, this is why it really irks me when people are always talking about other nations serving devils, but not knowing that we started the stuff. oh, they doing this and they doing that. You know, I don't want to talk to them about how this devil get on my Facebook page or this person's getting all kind of evil and wicked against other nations of people. But when you see him looking at the Bible in verse 17, it said that us, Israel, the ones that the Most High chose, they sacrificed unto devils, not to God. To gods whom they knew not. To new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. So to me, it's obvious that I don't think we're reading this Bible. Too many people is in our ears and talking to us instead of us taking the time out to read this thing for ourselves. But that was just a little side note. Go ahead and read this.
Amen. Verse 18. Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith.
Now, we talked about this earlier. Well, ain't no faith at all. Absolutely no faith. So, we doing this faith lesson about putting our trust in the Most High God. So, we also reading this too, that we're going to get deep into in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 10. We should not supposed to even be like this. These are children of no faith. And God hated them. The Lord hated our fathers because they was rebellious and disobedient. Forward generation. Children of no faith. So we got to be mindful of that. Now let's see how. Now let's look at let's go on the book of Numbers, chapter 20. And we got some reading to do here, sis, okay? I ain't going to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 25 through 30, was telling us not to be like the Gentiles. And like I said it before, thousands of years before the book of Matthew was even written, Israel was already doing it. The book told us not to be like the Gentiles, but we always acted like the Gentiles because we ain't never believed. We had no faith. And our faith was so irritating to Moses, he turned around and slipped himself. So I'm not going to stop you, sis. We're in the book of Numbers chapter 20, and we're going to read verses 1 through 12, okay? When you get it, go ahead and read.
Amen. Amen. Numbers 20 and verse 1. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month. And the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people chose with Moses and spake, saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord? And why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? Is it no place of seed or of figs or of vines or of pomegranates? Neither is there any water to drink.
Sorry,
and Moses,
sis, I know I said, I'm sorry, sis. I know I said I was going to let you be, but I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. Now, come on now. Now, we're in the book of, the Lord delivered Israel out of the land of Egypt, the book of Exodus. Now, we all were in the book of Numbers. You still see that they have no faith. Now, look at all these things that they are complaining about. Now, it says this right here in verse 2. It says, and there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people chose, so basically arguing with Moses and spake, saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord? You know what I'm saying? So basically they just added up all up together. There's no hope. We should have went on and died with our brothers when the Lord killed them. That's all they're saying. In verse 4, it's like, and why have you brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness that we and our cattle should die there? And it says, and wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink. Now, the book is telling us is when you think like this, you're speaking evil. But the Lord is plenteous and gracious and mercy that the Lord is giving them. The Lord is still dealing with these people at this certain time. But the whole thing is that we should not be like this, because this is the things the Gentiles complain about. They well, not all of them. I keep saying that because somebody be calling me and saying, well, you talk about this and that. Nah, I know we got some good ones. And the Lord sent us on the blog talk show. We got some good ones. But I'm talking about the ones that's out in the world. The ones that's out in the world complaining about the stuff that about it is no place of seed or figs or of vines or pomegranates. Neither is there any water to drink. All things the Gentiles complain about. But the book is telling us before they even complained about it, we was complaining about it.
Amen.
And making a fuss. We started this thing. Go ahead and read this.
Amen. Numbers 20 and verse 6. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, ye unto the rock before their eyes. And it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given you.
Now look at this right here, though. I want y'all to hear me out on this right here. This is what, even though Moses couldn't, because Moses had to do this stuff because he was the spokesman for the Lord to deal with these people. You know, I can understand his frustration, but looking at this on a matter that we can deal with this, well, looking at this situation in our period of time, really make you want to separate yourself from these type of people, because seeing what Moses did, Moses was the meekest man of all the earth. And if Moses slipped because of these people, just imagine if these people is always around us whining, and moaning, and complaining. We might end up having ourselves the exact same way that Moses got himself. So I don't want to be around nobody. I don't want to be around nobody that's always moaning, whining, crying, and complaining. Because you might slip up and fall too.
That's right, amen.
This matter, Moses was fed up. And got so angry with the people, he must have forgot for that second day he was a servant of the Most High. For that tip of a second, he forgot. And it cost him his life, dealing with people like this. But the whole thing is this right here. Before the Lord said anything about the Gentiles, we just got full proof that Israel was doing it before them. So let's be mindful of that.
Amen. Great lesson. Great lesson. This is tearing me up.
Yeah, me too.
I
know pretty cookie myself.
I was just got through whining this morning. But how? Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Check me. Amen.
Amen. So now let's go into the book of Psalms, chapter 37. In the book of Psalms chapter 37, and we're going to read verses 25, just that one verse, because it's something that we all should understand that our fathers did not understand, but David was humble enough to let us know. Read the book of Psalms chapter 37, and all we need is verse 25. It says, when you get it, go ahead and read.
Amen. Psalms 37 and 25 reads, I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. Amen.
So David, David is telling us, man, says, I was a child growing up from my youth, and I'm an old man now. But one thing I ain't never seen is a servant of the Most High God forsaken, neither his seed begging for bread. So all, to sum up what verse 25 is saying, is this right here. I never seen a servant of God forsaken, neither begging for bread, nor his youth, nor his child.
Amen.
So if David is telling us this, then we should be taking heed to this. You might not have a Cubone steak dinner every night, but you got bread and meat.
That's right, and some lunch meat.
They got cans of ravioli for like 35 sitting at Aldi.
I've been there, yep, they do.
Mm-hmm. Get you some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It might not be what your taste buds feel like, but hey, you got something to eat to live another day. This is how serving the God thinks. The Lord will provide for his. Don't mean you always have that fried chicken and that Cubone steak with that expensive wine that you'll take. But you will always be ready, but the Lord will always make sure you have something on your table to eat. This is how we're supposed to be thinking. So we're not supposed to be worrying about all these things that the other nations worry about or worldly people worry about. Because we should understand, we should have a full-blown understanding that the Most High God provides for his own. And like I said it before, I'll say it again. What we decide to eat or drink or wear ain't none of our business, because that's in the Lord's hands. He go provide, and believe he will, because the servant of the Most High God, a man after the Lord's own heart, has already declared unto us that he has never seen the righteous forsaken, neither begging for bread. Now, the question that needs to be asked of us is, do we believe that? Do we believe that we'll never be forsaken or begging for bread? Do we believe that deep down in our heart, do we believe that we will never be forsaken nor begging for bread? Do you believe that?
Yes, I do.
Because if you complain about it, then it's obvious that you don't believe it. Do not think on this matter of what's going to happen when it comes to food and raiment, because it's already announced to the Father what you need. That's how we live. We live just like this. We ain't going to take no, we ain't going to be worried about, you know, maybe sometimes, but we need to slap ourselves back together. But we're not going to be worried about all that stuff, because we're going to be straight. And the bottom of my heart, I believe I'm going to be straight. I believe the Father, I'm going to be all right. I have faith in him that he's going to give me wherever I need to go. I believe
that. Amen. Amen.
And we all supposed to believe that. We should not be worried about this stuff that's happening in this world. Was Jesus worried about the government back in his time? No. Because he already knows that it was all in the Father's hand anyway. And the reason why, I'm going to give y'all a bonus, and another reason why we should not be worried about it, is because the Bible already declared and said, if evil enter into the land, have not the Lord done it. So even if this is a famine in the land, or even if there is no food in the water, the Lord made it happen. And if you're his servant, he's going to make sure he leaves just enough for you so you make it straight.
Amen.
Because everything is in his hand. Not just a little portion. Everything is in his hand. So if we complain or have or lacking in faith, we need to get together. Stop worrying about that. It ain't none of your business. That's my business. It's in my hand. The only thing you should worry about is how you go please me and to get a spot in my kingdom. That's the only reason why you're living and the only reason why you're surviving to this very day is to prove yourself worthy of making it to the kingdom. That's it. Anything out of that, then you're not mad at your business. Hold on one second. Oh, thank you, baby. I appreciate it. It's cute. You want to put it on the refrigerator? It didn't stick. Oh, it didn't stick? Well, just get some more glue. Well, get the pieces. Close the door. I'm on my lesson. Close the door, Olivia. Thank you. And she drew me another picture. I got about 1,000 pictures I need to put up.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm serious, though, getting back with this lesson. Close the door, Olivia. Close the door. Thank you. I see it, baby. Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. Come on, one second.
Nah.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm back. Y'all know how it is with kids.
Mm-hmm. All life. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as I get off the phone, she ain't got nothing for me.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm. She just want to be nosy. She don't want nothing. Because I know she draw way better than that. She just scribble something together and bring it to me. She was drawing eyes and mouths the other day, but now she gave me some little script. I said, yeah, she's just trying to be nosy. But I still appreciate it. But get
Amen.
Back to this lesson. But get back to this lesson. This is how we're supposed to be thinking. So now let's go in the book of Psalms, chapter 78.
Psalms 78.
Mm-hmm. The book of Psalms, chapter 78. If you could do some skipping around, sis.
Okay.
So we're going to read verses 1 through 5, okay? You can read verses 1 through 5, and then we go skip.
Amen. Psalm 78, verse 1. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he had done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children.
Now, when you look at this, so this is what matters. The first thing that matters is to give an ear. Here it is, what I'm telling you. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. And how do we incline an ear to the words of his mouth? By reading his Bible, taking heed to his instructions. And according to his instructions, what this lesson is, he's telling you not to worry about what you put on or the food you eat or what you go drink. So if we get to incline our ears to his words, that's a part of his words. But what the book of Psalms 78 is telling us is to give ear to his words. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Hear what I got to tell you. And when you hear what I got to tell you, teach it to your children. So even though we're talking about another matter here, but we need to take heed to this precept. It's because if he's telling us to give ear to the words of his mouth, this precept that we're doing tonight is the words of his mouth. Verse 5 tells us to teach it to our children. So we should be teaching our children as well not to be worried about the things that the other nations are worried about. We're supposed to be teaching that to them too. Verse 8, just that one verse says, verse 8.
Amen, verse 8. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, we sure wasn't, because we was a generation of little faith or no faith to the fact that the book said he hated us. He hated our fathers. Because that's what the word abhorreth means. It means hate because of the lack of faith. We don't want to be like that. Skip down to verse 12. We're going to read 12 through 22. It says, when you get it, go ahead and read.
Amen, verse 12.
I cut you off with that, Sari.
Okay. Verse 12. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as an heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with the light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness, and he gave them drink as out of the great depth. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. Sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness?
Oh, my God. Go ahead and read.
Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also?
Did y'all just, hey, what Brother Job, hey? Let me see if he caught this. Where the Job at?
Right here.
Did you catch that in verse 20? It said, behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out. It said, well, it's basically telling us that the Lord hit the rock and the water gushed out. But Moses said, do we have to give you something to drink and smoke the rock?
Yeah, they gave him his honor. They learned. Yes, he did. That was his power to split that rock. Amen.
Amen. So even though Moses has a first spot in the first resurrection, but you know, dealing with these people, it make you, you know, say we really gotta watch ourselves.
Yeah,
you know, and it's that thing, and it's the thing that Brother Job said during Brother Nakomi lesson. You know, about you can't slip and fall. You know, you tell these people you can't fall. So the simple fact is that you know I can't be too much worried about you, because if I keep worrying about you, I'm gonna mess around and fall myself. So being my people with little faith, man, hey, I'll show you love and allow my light to shine off of you. But, man, if you keep on with this down and stuff, man, I got to go somewhere else because you're going to make me fall. Food for thought. Go ahead and read, sis.
Amen. Verse 20. Behold, he smote the rock that the water gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. Keep going.
Was that to 22?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ooh, you was on fire. I didn't even know you. I'm over there at 20 looking for you. Okay, cool. Amen. The Lord don't like people. The Lord don't like us to be slack in faith, because he has proven us, even to this very day, he has proven us well that he exists, and he is the true and living God. So we should not be slacking in faith. I wonder what's going to happen now. We shouldn't be like that, because we should already know that's already in the Father's hands. We just got to do right and make sure that we are prepared for when good happens. That's
Amen.
All we get. So if we be worrying all the time in this generation,
mm-hmm.
in this time period, this time frame, what do we miss out on? Let's go into the book of John, chapter 11.
John 11.
And we're going to read one verse, verse 40. The book of John, chapter 11, verse 40.
John 11 and verse 40 reads, And Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?
If only we just believe, don't y'all know we'll see the glory of God?
Amen. Amen.
Didn't I say unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Don't y'all know if we just believe the things the Lord can allow us to do? Because to be honest, like for me, for example, one thing that I always had a problem with growing up, I got a little testimony I want to give you guys. It's one thing that, you know, me, like, for example, me growing up, one of the hardest things for me to do was speaking. I used to have a really bad speech pattern growing up, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I was really bad at it. I'm talking about the whole, everybody would have left off from talking to me because I couldn't get the words out, you know, and even growing up in my earlier 20s, stopped me from trying to do the things that I wanted to do. But as soon as I started putting my faith in the Most High God and starting to have that faith and believe, I'm a living testimony for myself to show that prayer and faith can take you a long way. You know, like for like the even the projects the Lord gave me. In order to get that stuff done, it takes faith. I'm not boasting nothing like that. Just in case if anybody else got a project or something that they want to do but just might be lacking faith in it. If you put your trust in the Most High God and do it, He will show you the keys. He will show you the ropes. He'll show you the road that you need to lead. He'll show you the road to lead you to salvation. But the whole thing is do we believe? Do we believe whatever glitch we have in our body, whatever glitch in this world, whatever glitch is in our system that's stopping us from becoming a servant of the Most High God, do we believe that if we put our trust in Him that He'll take it away? Do we believe that? Because I'm a living witness. You know, I know I talk fast sometimes, but I'm pretty sure everybody understands what I'm talking about. But the whole thing is do we believe? Do we have faith that the Most High can deliver us out of any situation that come our way? So be mindful of that and believe Him. Now let's move along. It's because we just read the book of John chapter 11, verses 40. It says, Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou shouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Right? Don't you believe? If only if you believe, don't you know you go see the glory of God? But what do we lack? Let's find out what we lacking. Let's go to the book of James chapter 1, verse 3.
Amen. James 1 and 3.
Mm-hmm. And just give me 1 second to get there. Okay, I'm there. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 3. When you get it, go ahead and read.
James chapter 1 and verse 3 reads, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Oh, so that's what we lack. We lack patience. We just want the here and now. You know, there's my food in the house. I want it now. We ain't got no water. I want it now. No one wants to suffer for a little bit and patiently wait for the Lord. I want it now. So if you don't have patience, then you simply can't have faith, because faith worketh patience. So if you lack it in faith, that means you lack it in patience. You're not patient enough to wait for the Lord to deliver. So if we lack in patience, if we lack in faith, to wait on the Lord. So the number one thing what we need for our faith is patience. So let's be mindful of that. So if we lack patience in our faith, what could we miss out on? What could we miss out on? Let's find that out. Let's go in the book of Romans chapter 14. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. Not Romans 14. I'm sorry. I meant to say John 11.
Mm-hmm.
So if we lack patience in our faith, what could we miss out on? We're in the book of John chapter 11, verses 25 through 26. When you get it, sis, go ahead and read.
Amen. John 11, verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
Oh, do you believe this? So that little faith can make you miss out. What lacking of faith can make you miss out on everlasting life.
Mm-mm.
Because remember, faith means believe. So even when you see believers, you can even put faith there. He that have faith in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. You can even say that too, because faith means believe. If you want to see God in that time period, you got to believe. You got to have faith, and definitely have faith that he can deliver. But just in case, if we have any friends or relatives or spouses lacking faith, let's help them out a little bit. Let's help them out. Let's go into the book of Romans chapter 14. And I have three more after this. The book of Romans chapter 14.
Man, really? It's going to be over that fast?
We're the book of Romans chapter 14. All we need is verse 1.
Romans 14 and 1 reads, Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputation.
Oh, so it says, him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputation.
Mm-hmm.
So let's find more out about this. Romans 15, verses 1 through 3.
Amen.
Not to doubtful disputations. Remember that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 15 and 1. When then that are strong sought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves?
Okay, one second. So going back to Romans chapter 14, verses 1, it says, Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. And then go in the book of Romans chapter 15, verse 1. We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. So I'm not saying that you just completely separate yourself from someone with little faith, because the Lord might use you to strengthen that individual in their faith. So if you strong, have the patience to lift the brother up that's weak in the faith. Let your light shine off. Let his light shine. But go ahead and read verses 2 and 3 for me, sis.
Amen. Verse 2, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification.
Mm-hmm.
For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that are reproached thee fell on me.
Amen. So what we need to check this thing out, remember, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. And how could you please your neighbor? And also, how could you possibly be strong for the, well, excuse me, that also it says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. And the only way to do that is to do what? How could you be strong for the weak and do that and to bear their infirmities? You know, him that is weak in the faith receives ye, but not his doubtful disputations. What is the greatest way that a servant of God can prove to help a person that's lacking in faith? How could you do that? Let's find out. Let's go in the book of Matthew chapter 5. Let's find out how
Amen.
We can do all that. We just read Romans 14 and Romans 15. The book of Romans chapter 14, and we also read the book of Romans chapter 15 about lifting them up. But how? What's a great way of lifting them up? How? Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 5. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 14 through 16. The book of Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Amen. Matthew 5 and 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light.
I'm so sorry. Start at verse 13. We can't leave this one out. 13 through 16.
Amen. Matthew 5 and verse 13 reads, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men.
So the book is simply telling us that we the salt of the world. You know, we got the flavor. So when you
Amen.
See your brothers, when you see your brothers with that piece of meat with no flavor to it, you better go take your behind over there and salt him up a little bit in that metaphor. Go ahead and read.
Amen. Verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
So
neither do men.
So that means ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So that means if your brothers and sisters see you coming, they're supposed to be able to see this light on you. And if they see that light on you, of course they're going to come to you with their little faith or the things they're lacking because you have the ingredients to nourish them up.
Amen.
We have that. So if the Lord showed us all this faith and all, and to show us how we're supposed to walk upright, that means the ones with the little faith or the ones that's worried about all the wrong things, we're supposed to be the ones to make sure we get them straight. So if you guys are like, man, we got no man, they're doing this to the food supply, they're doing this to the water supply, we're supposed to be like, hey, bro, that ain't in our business. Our business is to fear God and keep his commandments, for that's the whole duty of man.
Amen.
We can't be worried about those things because remember, the Father provides for his own. And remember what David said. David said that since he was young in his youth all the way up to he was old, one thing he ain't never seen is a servant of God forsaken, neither begging for bread. So why are we talking about this matter?
Amen.
If he's a righteous brother, he's going to love you. If it's a foolish man, he's going to hate you. If he's righteous and he's a good brother, he'll probably give you a hug and say, you know what, brother, you right. That's how you salt your brother up good. That's how you let your light shine so your brother can see it, by strengthening your brother. Go ahead and read this.
Amen. Verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen.
And that's what you're supposed to do. So when we read Romans chapter 14, verses 1, when it said that him that is weak in the faith receive, but not to doubtful disputations. And then we turned around and read the book of Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. It told us exactly how we're supposed to treat our brethren. And what we just read right now is that in order for the whole recipe to go right, you need to let your light shine, because we are the salt of the earth. The Lord has blessed us to see what's written according to other pages of the book, and it's our job to show the other people, even those that are of a little bit of faith. We got that power. So when we see our brothers out here complaining about these small matters, it is our job to correct them, to show them that there's a God that's sitting in the third heaven that got our back.
Amen.
Now let's go on to the last spot. I'm in the book of Luke chapter 22, and all we need the verses 31 and 32, because it's also because of number. The Bible told us that when you doubt on these things and worry about these things, the Bible said that's evil spoken of. But let's find out the chief commander. And when the chief commander is messing with our brethren, and the Lord deliver us, then we go. Matter of fact, I'm not going to say nothing. I'll talk about it after the scriptures. Let's go in the book of Luke chapter 22, verses 31 through 32. And I'm not going to stop you. If you get it, go ahead and read.
Amen. Luke chapter
22,
verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Amen.
Right. So all that's just another way that a evil spirit can mess with us. You know, because remember, the Bible already said in the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, there's no secret you can have from them. So they already know the things that we might be lacking anyway. And that's another way for us to get off of our business on certain modes that God will be worried about these small matters. Because that's the way that he can swift us like wheat. But the ones that understand the scriptures and might fall for that, then we understand that the Lord told us that, hey, this is the way to go. And once you understand, after I show you this is the way to go, then go out there and strengthen your brethren. And like we just read from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, 14 through 16, the book of Romans, chapter 15, 1 through 3, and also from the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 1, all those scriptures is what we can use to make sure that our brothers and sisters is prayed and to help them in their faith and in their beliefs, and to stop worrying about things that don't concern us with food, raiment, water, clothes, yada, yada. Let's be mindful of that. Let's leave that stuff alone, and we need to understand what Solomon told us. Fear God and keep his commandments. Before that is the whole duty of man. And I thank y'all for y'all time.
Amen.
Amen. Now I turn things over to Brother Job and Sister Rhea. Thank you for reading for me, sis. Awesome reading.
It's an honor to read for you, gentlemen. Thank you. All praises to the Most High. Amen. It helps me too.
Amen.
It reminds me and cleans me up. Amen.
Amen. Brother
Amen.
Isaiah, you know,
Amen.
I was talking to a friend of mine just yesterday about this same thing, because he got his whole survival kit thing going on. I told him, I said, well, what if it go down and you ain't with your kid? What you do?
Right.
He couldn't answer me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like you, Brother Isaiah. Whatever go on in my life, I know that he got it under control. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Amen.
Awesome.
That's the way to go.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom, bro.
Hey, shalom. Great lesson, brother. Great lesson.
Amen.
I want to apologize. I can't find the scripture that is eluding me right now.
Eluding you?
Yes, eluding.
It's eluding.
Yes, eluding. And that is that, wait a minute. I just found it. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 10, and it says, wherefore have Wherefore, Levi have no part nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, according as the Lord thy God promised to. Okay, people?
Amen.
Say the world. He didn't even say his family. He didn't even say his brothers. He said, the Lord is his inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is going to provide everything he needs. As the Lord thy God promised him. So, being the kingdom of priests, our faith should be such as Levi's, because the Lord severed us from all the families of the earth, just like he severed Levi from the tribes of Israel. So our faith, our portion, our belief will fall on him.
Amen.
You know, I say it once, I say it a thousand times. You really don't understand what faith is until you step out on it. When you don't have nothing but the Lord.
Amen.
You know, and a lot of times, you know, and I get it, you know, a lot of times a lot of us, you know, we get comfortable and things like that. But truth be told, we really don't know what faith is and what that means to us unless we step out on it. And a lot of us don't. A lot of us don't leave camp. A lot of us, even though the Lord is calling us to do things with the ministry that he can use us, we won't. Because we're comfortable. We're afraid that if we get out there, you'd be starving, you'd be a famine. And, you know, all of a sudden, it ain't going to be all peaches and cream.
Amen.
So, yeah, this is a great lesson, a great reminder, man, that, you know, you got to have faith in your God.
Yeah.
You pray to him every day. What you praying to him for?
Right.
What you calling on him for?
Amen.
Do you believe him? Do you trust him?
Yeah.
Amen.
So sometimes, man, we just got to be brought back to that. And this is one of those times. So I really appreciate it, brother. Thank you. Thank you. So,
amen, Father.
I yield.
Amen.
I just said I yield a mic, man. That was an awesome, awesome priesthood.
Amen. But yeah,
amen.
Yes, sir. You know, priesthood just to help out a little bit, you know.
A little bit, a lot of faith.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
I said that helps out a lot of it.
Yeah. You know, and like I said, you know, like the books say, you know, you teach one, you teach on. You know, because there's certain things that even I'm still working with. You know, I ain't got it all together. But, you know, with this precept, you know, it can help me and also help us out. You know, it's because, you know, just imagine, you know, the things. You know, like I said, I'm not trying to boast when I bring this up. I want to think that. But, you know, I like to use myself as an example just to show that God, who God is and who he is, you know. It's like stepping face out on the project that I'm doing with the Samson comic book and stuff. You know, everywhere I go, when it comes to the Facebook page or the Instagram, it's like everybody and mama is throwing in input, saying wonderful things and uplifting me. You know, and I know that's nothing but the Father, you know, with faith. You know, because at first I really, you know, I thought that it really wasn't going to go anywhere. And, you know, I know that was just my own doubting that, you know, man, if I draw this artwork out, I mean, if I do this comic book, you know, so people might not even want to see it, they might not want to have nothing to do with it, you know, all that other kind of stuff, right? But then eventually at the age of 29, I finally did, you know, and then that's the day I realized that, man, you know, just got to have faith and it'll happen. See, thing about faith, anybody, whatever you put your heart to, it can get done. If it's the Father's will, it will get done. You know, so it's just faith. Man, same thing like Job said, man, we really don't know what faith is. You know, I hope that I have a bit of an understanding of what hope is. But at the same point in time is, man, you know, when you believe in the Lord and you put your faith in him, man, what can stop you? Nothing can stop you. You know, so just be mindful of that and just please just put your faith in the Most High. You know, and whatever understanding you have on faith, and if you need more understanding on faith, pray to him, he'll show it to you. Just believe it that much. I'll get a mic.
Well, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We want to edify everybody. And don't forget to be back here at 7 o'clock p.m. for the spirit of fellowship.
Fellowship of the Spirit.
For the fellowship of the Spirit that I've been upon.
That's tonight, right?
That's tonight, yes, sir.
Okay.
You want to be with me for that, because you know Paul is going to bring that good stuff. So, hey, God willing, we live. We want to be here for that, man. Paul be setting a beautiful table. So you want to take part in that. And keep getting fed. Keep getting motivated. Keep getting lifted up. Keep getting filled.
Amen.
And try to cover yourself as much as you possibly can with the Spirit throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the year. So with all of that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edified. Once again, great job from the Isaiah.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Charity. Bible study class out of Peoria, Illinois.
Amen.
Amen.
Great, great job. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bibles. Amen.
Read your Bibles, people. In the name of Jesus. Godspeed, time appointed. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, family.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.